there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Francesca Civilotti. I'm a teacher and tutor at the Demon, and I'm here with our student, Brandon. Brandon, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thanks. Happy to be back on the podcast. So today we're actually going to be talking about a strategy that Brandon came up with for RC and that I've shared with some of my classes and some of my students and just gotten some really strong positive feedback on it. And I think that probably no matter what level you're at, you could probably benefit from incorporating it to some extent into your RC toolkit. So Brandon, why don't you talk to us about what's all about?
Yeah, so the strategy could probably be best summed up by saying, asking yourself a question as you're going through your RC passage. And that question is, what am I learning right now? Or what have I learned? Usually I summarize a paragraph or a sentence with, you know, what have I learned or what am I learning kind of reels me back in if I notice myself starting to wander.
Yeah. So really everything that we try to teach at the Demon is just about making the test more simple. And this strategy is about as simple as it gets. It's really just a way to like kind of check in with yourself as you go through it. And when you get to the end of the passage, of course, you want to be predicting what the main point is going to be and kind of recapping it in your head in that way. But that doesn't mean that you have to just save that for the end of the passage. Do you find that this is something that like helps with drifting off in attention or anything like that? Like when do you usually use this?
Yeah. So first of all, great question. It's super holistic, right? Like as I'm going through sentence by sentence and that kind of writes large as paragraph by paragraph, and then, you know, as the whole passage, I've almost started using it like as a mantra, right? So I'll get through a sentence and I'll ask myself, what am I learning? What have I learned? It puts me in a headspace where I can both start to predict a little bit about what's to come. So I'm really engaged with the passage, whether it's like the super dry science stuff that I don't personally enjoy, or if it's, you know, it's the topics like law that I really love, like the stuff that really gets my goat. Regardless of the subject matter, it keeps me engaged and kind of forces me to think ahead. It also really forces me to evaluate the kind of the flow of the passage. So, you know, we have some passages that write like essays, and we have some that write, you know, they read like a really strong thesis statement. Our author will take like a really strong point of view, but sometimes they're not like that at all. So it kind of forces you to engage with not only the structure of what you're reading, but also the flow. It really gets you in their headspace. Kind of, I treat it almost like a student-teacher relationship with the passage, right? Like you hear Ben and Nathan say all the time, what is your point? Like, why have you wasted my time with these 15 sentences? And, you know, if I'm asking myself, what am I learning right now? What are you trying to teach me? It's keeping me kind of in that headspace of like, why are you wasting my time with this? Well, you're wasting my time with this because for whatever reason, you want to talk about birds and cholesterol. That's like what we're talking about today. And again, I find myself now using it pretty much all the time. Like at first it was more of a, okay, I'm getting a little distracted. Reel me back in. Like, what did I learn just now? It was great for kind of getting the main point paragraph by paragraph. And then again, you know, doing that writes large as the whole passage, right? But now it's like I do it almost as a reaction after every sentence to like really keep me engaged and kind of force me to pace myself. And I've just found that, well, I mean, obviously I have the data of my scores have gotten a lot better in practice, but you know, in general, I can pretty much take any passage in the abstract and just nail it regardless of time constraints. So it's been really helpful for me.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And it actually makes me think a lot of how I read through passages when I'm teaching my reading comprehension class, which is every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, little plug there. But it's really after every single sentence, I'm asking myself that same question. I wasn't doing it subconsciously, but it's sort of, how can I say this in my own words? What am I learning right now? What are we talking about? What's a different way to make this same idea just even more simple? It's really a process that you can use throughout the test, doing a little kind of story time by yourself. And I really liked how you were talking about how on these RC passages, a lot of the time the content is just extremely boring to most people. It's strange stuff also sometimes, just things that we're not used to reading about, things that we would probably not choose to read about for any other reason. But it nonetheless is something that stands between you and achieving this goal of yours to get into law school and to go for free. So you better figure out a way to make it interesting, right? And if you remind yourself that you're always learning on this test, you're learning about something. It might not be valuable to you ever again, but you're learning about something. And if you are a person who enjoys learning for the sake of learning, just asking yourself, what am I learning about right now, can be a great way to bring you right back into the moment. Is there anything else that you want to say about that, Brandon?
I think it bears noting that it's not, you know, purely my invention. It's something I kind of came up with, but I definitely want to give credit to Ben in some of his older videos when I was studying logic games, especially early on. So he has this, this statement you constantly see when you're drilling games, which is when you get stuck on a game, you ask yourself, who's left? Well, what am I learning right now? That question was kind of born of the same logic, right? Of, okay, I've hit this spot where I'm losing myself a little bit, or I'm losing track of what was important to be paying attention to. So how can I reel myself back in? And I think that's where, again, it's almost like reps at the gym, right? You go through this activity, you go through this exercise, and the more you do it, the more subconscious that muscle memory becomes. So now, you know, whereas originally I was almost doing it out loud whenever I would drill, now it's just like I do it subconsciously in my head as I'm going. And, you know, send me your most boring stuff on the LSAT, I'm going to stay engaged with it using that question. So
totally. It goes to show that your strategies on one section are probably going to transfer in some way to every other section, because the LSAT is only testing the same core set of skills over and over again.
Yeah.
Email daily at LSATdemon if you'd like to ask us a question or to share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you in my RC class on Friday. Don't pay for law school.